time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about a great event that is coming up, and they're part of it. It is the Hunter's Challenge. It's a youth hunter education challenge. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Then we're going to talk a little about Schofield and what they kind of found out up there over the week. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how are things going right now with the DWR?
We're doing great. Our fisheries team is really getting busy now that the ice is starting to retreat. So they're out and about doing lots of projects.
And that's where everybody wants to be right now, is out catching fish and enjoying the great outdoors. This is another great fun event, it sounds like to me. So let's talk about the Youth Hunter Education Challenge. When's it going to be? Where's it going to be? All those good things. And what really this is all about. Like I said, this is going to be a fun, fun event.
This is, and we're very excited for it. So every year we host a Youth Hunters Education Challenge, and it just so happens that this year we're going to be hosting it out here near Price. I'm at the North Springs Shooting Range. It's going to take place June 18th and June 19th. This is for all kids who are in that hunter ed age category, really between 14 and 18, but we're inviting everyone to come out. We've got lots of events, lots of different challenges that will be taking place both days. Everything from shooting sports, including archery, muzzle loading, rifle, to other outdoor skills like orienteering and wildlife identification. So this is a big event. It's really exciting that we're going to have it down here in our area. And we hope that lots of people will be able to make it out during those days.
And I guess one question that I would have is, you know, you said you're going to have all kinds of different disciplines as far as archery, muzzleloader, rifle, those things. Can people enroll in all of those events, or do they need to just stick with one specific one?
You can. You can enroll in all of them. And, again, we're encouraging all youth to come out to have participated in hunter's education. This is just a great sport, really, for people to practice what they've learned in the classroom. This does require you to register online, and there is a fee. If you register before May 31st, it's $35. If you register after the end of May, then it's going to be $40. You can register online at eventbrite.com.
And so once they pay that registration fee, that gets them in. They don't have to pay to go into North Springs or anything. That covers everything?
That covers everything for those 2 days.
And once again, you said this is going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to be out there for a couple of different days. And you're going to not just deal with the shooting aspect of it. You said something about orienteering and those kind of things. What other kind of things are you looking to do and work with on these kids?
Well, we've got a few games that aren't shooting related that we're hopefully going to build some camaraderie, and we're going to be getting together and picking up skills, again, like how to use a compass, how to stick to trails, how to make it out in the backcountry. Again, wildlife identification is something that we really want to hit big so that kids can know what they're going after when they're hunting. It should be a lot of fun.
And once again, this sounds like it's going to be a good time. And North Springs is really a hidden gem for Carbon County. And if you've never been out there, get out there and check it out. Just if you were to go out for the day and go for a drive. It is a great facility, and people need to take advantage of it, really.
They do. It's a great place.
All right. So we talked about that. Once again, that is going to be a very fun event. And so now let's talk about something that people can do all summer long. And you guys did your Gillnet surveys. How's Schofield looking?
Schofield is looking great. In fact, we don't have any ice on the reservoir. Spring is officially here. You can get out on boats. You can angle from the shore. And we do our seasonal gillnetting survey that we just completed this last weekend. And we had a great surprise with how many tiger trout we caught. We, of course, had lots of cutties out there. The tiger muskies were great. and it's really picking up. So the water temperature is in the 50s, and the reservoir is about 50% capacity. But we're excited that spring's here. I myself am getting out and recreating on it, so I encourage everyone else to do the same.
All right, so you've got that, and you said there are still some reservoirs over the Energy Loop that have some ice on them. Is that right?
That's right. Up on Mammoth and Cleveland, there's still some ice. And also, you can't really launch from some of those bodies of water up on the reservoirs, or up on the Energy Loop, excuse me, just because the water is so low right now. So we're still waiting for the green light for some of those other higher elevation reservoirs.
All right. So once again, this is going to be a lot of fun. You can get out to Schofield. You can fish right now. It's ready to roll. But then this Youth Hunter Education Challenge is going to be at North Springs Shooting Range June 18th and 19th. Aaron, give them the web address one more time.
You can register at Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and you can search for the Youth Hunters Education Challenge there, and it will be, again, taking place here in Carbon County.
So get out, have some fun on that one. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
Anytime. That's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.